This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So come on, baby.
I'm at 230 90s.
Well, it's 230 Philly Fever. Come on, man. You know, is this grunge?
That night, is this not grunge. Is this the 93 Phillies?
No, it's like a 70s, 80s.
Oh, yeah, 70s. Yeah.
This is when they had songs like this.
Yeah. You
know, like 1098 76ers.
Yeah. What's the Eagles one?
The Buddy song?
Well, they didn't have that.
Buddy is watching
you? Buddy's watching us.
Yeah.
They had a song in the 80s, I think.
Did they? The Eagles?
Yeah, I don't remember. It's a good song. I played it a couple times.
Go ahead. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Actually, two questions. I will do this one first. As a kid, were you excited for the first day of school? Yes or no? Now, Ike was. I was not. What do you think the poll says?
Yes. I think most people are excited for the first day of school. You go through the summer, you may see some of your friends, but there are a lot of people you don't see. You're in a new grade, new class, new teachers. You haven't seen that girl that you ain't seen since last June, right? So, yeah. And first of all, I mean, the first day of school, along with that first week, it's the only time you really lay your clothes out as far as what you're going to wear.
Oh, that's when everyone dresses nicely.
Yeah.
Not all of us went to Episcopal where you uniforms.
Not uniform, but dress code.
Oh, yeah, we didn't have a dress code. Yeah.
We had to wear, I was only there for high school. I think before that, there was a uniform. We had a blue blazer we had to wear, but once you became in high school, you could wear a sweater, but you had to wear a tie.
Okay.
No jeans, no sneakers.
Okay.
That was the thing. So what do you think the poll is, yes or no?
I would say yes. Let's go 65% yes.
See, it's 62% no. And
wow.
I have to explain to you.
Wow.
You were popular in high school, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, for me, the worst day of the summer was when you walked into the mall and all of a sudden the back to school sales were in the mall and
right.
You see pictures of it. Absolutely, positively
really?
Not. Dreaded the first day of school. Hated every minute of it.
Oh.
Like it gave me anxiety the first day of school.
Well, that's not surprising.
Well, yes. I mean, the show gives me anxiety. Lunch gives me anxiety.
Waking up gives you anxiety.
Waking up does give me anxiety. I overslept today, actually.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I mean, I was always excited about the first day of school. Now, I guess it sucked that the summer was over with for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
Nah, I was terrible at school.
Jack, you weren't excited about the first day of school?
No, I was excited about the first day of school. See the boys again?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way I looked at it. Yeah.
Jack Bundy over there.
Well, you could say Ike was popular in high school. But
yeah,
but cool.
Jack was popular in high school.
Yeah.
The man. Well, last 3 years. I heated up my sophomore year.
And then the other question, which is our topic today. ESPN had the Phillies as number 3 in their power rankings to start mm-hmm. the season. Got the second most votes to win the World Series, rather. Does the national media overrate the Phillies? What do you think the answer on that is on the Twitter question?
It's been weird trying to figure out what
people think
feeling is with the fans here on the team.
Yep.
I'll go. It's early, so I'll say it's probably slightly leaning in their favor that they don't have him overrated.
Right.
But I don't think it's crazy. I'll go with 62%.
It's actually 52% no. 50%. So it's almost 50-50.
Oh, so it's almost 50-50.
It's
okay.
Almost 50-50.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. 215-592-9494. Is the national media overrating the Phillies? Tony in Pottstown, you're on WIP.
I mean, Spike just dropping no knowledge today, and Ike just spitting fire.
Oh, there we go, just as usual.
Yeah, yeah. He hates the baseball team, and then everyone's like, there goes Ike again, right again.
I mean, listen, Ike is speaking what the station has kind of been relaying. There's no excitement. People are just kind of see you in October. It reminds me of the Sixers. We'll see you in May.
But Tony,
when you get past the second round.
Tony,
that's what it is.
Tony, I don't disagree with you that's how people feel, but that doesn't make it reality. You know, like I understand.
Well, that's all we can go off of.
Well, but I can understand how people. Tony, I can understand being less than thrilled. And I was as upset as anybody when the Phillies blew it against the Mets last year. But that how you feel. It, you know, how you're how you feel about the team, that doesn't, like, to me, that doesn't, the fact that the excitement is muted doesn't make them any less or more good. It has no effect on it. The fact is when I do look, and you know, Jack told me this last year, and I agree with him. I didn't agree with him at the moment, but I was pointing out it, like, what the Phillies weren't good at. And he said, well, the problem is you're only looking at the Phillies, and every baseball team has these things. And I do think every team but the Dodgers in baseball, if you're a fan of the... Trust me, Yankees fans are not thrilled with the Yankees. They just lost Juan Soto. Like, they haven't won a World Series since 2009. You know, like, all these other teams, the Mets, you think the Mets fans are happy with what happened getting Juan Soto, but their rotation is as questionable as any rotation from a playoff team in baseball. I just don't know if the Phillies aren't the second team best team in baseball or the third best team in baseball. I don't know who is. But tell me that. That's what I would push back on, Tony. Who is the second best team in baseball if it's not the Phillies?
Hey, listen, I understand what you're saying. Who's the second best team in the NL? I mean, dude, baseball is such a revolving door, dude. You never know who can come out of that awful NL Central and have a magical run and win home field advantage and get hot. Look at what the Diamondbacks did. Did anyone have the Diamondbacks in the World Series 2 years ago? So that's a loaded question when it's such a long season. But it really goes back to what Ike said. Like, they're just running it back and expecting a different result. This team has shown 3 years in a row they can't hit in October. The butt cheeks get tight. Why do we think it's going to be different?
Unwound your butt cheeks. I knew
that
was coming.
Butt cheeks get tight. Ike, that's what Pops used to say, man. Everyone gets nervous. The butt cheeks are tight up there in October. I mean, what more do you want us to say? They don't hit in October. That's the facts, Mike.
Well, it's not a fact. They didn't hit in October last year. They hit in the two previous Octobers. In 2022, they lost to probably the best team of the last, not that season, but the Astros are the best team of the last 10 years overall. And they went cold in two games in 2023.
So let me ask this.
Thank you for the call, Tony.
Where would I believe, and people like Tony, myself, who believe you're just running it back with the same thing and we're going to get the same results. Where in this lineup would I believe that something is going to be so different in the lineup that it's going to make it a difference in October? Like, why would I don't see that right now. Like, we can hope that Trey Turner turns into Trey Turner before he got here. But does everybody believe that, or are we just hoping that?
Well, yeah, I think it's all hope. Like, the reality is, we have no idea what they're going to look like in October. I mean,
exactly. So, but my point is this: this is my only point in it, is that they have taken a gradual step back each year
in the postseason.
See, this is the problem, Fritzy.
But they've gotten better every year.
I agree. But if you just think about, okay, so if we think about the regular season,
yes.
They had the fewest amount of wins and went the furthest in the postseason.
Yes.
So the year they had the fewest amount of wins in this run, They went the furthest in the postseason.
And they're following the same trajectory as the 08 Phils.
We all know this. This is what we see.
Right, but
this is what we see.
But the difference is, I think this roster is better. Like, I think that Phillies team is getting older. I think there's at least, there's still a window here. I don't believe the window's closed.
You don't believe this roster is better than the 2011 roster?
No, I'm talking about like 22, 23, 24. I think this team is better than those teams.
I mean, there's
The teams they had earlier.
Yeah, I'm not talking.
Yeah. I would agree with that too.
But I also think the 11 team that was a window that was closing.
That was closing on it was at the end.
Like those guys had reached their peaks offensively.
Yeah.
Well, also the 22 team got lucky. Like we keep saying they have declining results in the postseason, which is true. But also that 22 team was really like the Diamondbacks of 23. Not lucky. That was a team that got hot at the right time.
Sure.
But I do think you could look at last year's team and say
quality opponents.
But I do think last year's team overall was a better team than the 22 team.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think we have to put our faith in the team to be good this year. The question really is October. It comes down to October. But I do think we will see signs early in the year.
I think there'll be a playoff team. I'm not saying they won't make the playoffs. Sure. I think they should make the playoffs. I mean, hell, unless they have some drastic injuries, this is a playoff team.
I think we're not going to know what they're going to do in October, in April and May, but I do think in the first half of the year, we will see some signs as to whether they have adjusted some of the things that we wanted them to adjust. I think one thing we'll know is, okay, is Lizardo actually who we hope Lizardo is?
Is there anything that can happen in the regular season that will make you believe more heading into October?
No.
Okay. That's interesting.
I think there is for me.
Because they were a good team last year.
Yeah, they were starting to show flaws, but yeah.
Guys, I got a different feeling on how things ended up the way they did in last year. I don't have the negative feeling on the first half and into the midseason. I do give them a little bit of a pass. Trey with the hamstring. Bryce got banged up.
Ranger
was banged up. Like, so I give them that. I give them that. Where I get frustrated with them is where they got to July and August, late July and August going into September, and they were still sputtering as a team.
What I hope is they learned a lesson from last year. I think at the end of the day, I hope is they learned a lesson from last year. Because we could point to the injuries, but the Dodgers, last year's Dodgers was not this year's Dodgers. And last year's Dodgers, their entire starting rotation was injured.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not pointing to last year. Look, the Braves were obliterated by injuries,
and
the playoffs.
Yep.
So I'm not going to point to injuries for last year for the Phillies. Injuries were incidental. I could actually make the case they had good injury luck last year. Overall, you know, JT had the knee thing, but he came back and he was fine.
They never had anything catastrophic.
No.
Guys that missed a few weeks, maybe a month, but
if we lost our whole rotation like the Dodgers did, we wouldn't have made the playoffs.
Right.
If we lost our best player like the Braves did, we wouldn't have made the playoffs.
Right.
So I think they actually had good injury luck. I think last year, what I hope is. They learned the lesson of last year, that they learned that they cannot just flip the switch. And I do hear them saying, we learned that lesson. Now, whether it affects how they play, I don't know, but I hope they learned that lesson. 215-592-9494, Logan in Delaware, you're on WIP. What's up, Logan?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
What up?
What's up, Logan?
Not much, man. I'm choosing to be optimistic going into the season and excited. I think, Spike, you kind of hit on it right there toward the end, exactly how I was thinking. What I need to see is their approach change and them actually buy into a new approach that will yield different results than they've tried the last 2 years. And I think they will. Like, I really do. Like, I think we've gotten better in other areas. Like, Lizardo is a huge upgrade in where you won't see Taiwan Walker on the mound as much, unfortunately, because Suarez is hurt now. But that's a huge upgrade. I think Romano in the bullpen is going to be huge. Alvarado's been pitching out of his mind. And I think Max Kepler is a really good bat to have. It's not like we got Austin Hayes back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And he's actually a good outfielder as well.
Giving Marsh the chance to play every day in center field, I think
a huge upgrade for Rojas.
Should be an upgrade offensively.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily agree that the Lizardo thing is a huge upgrade over last year. if we're missing Ranger. Because there's no way Lizardo is better than Ranger was for the first half last year, you know?
I totally agree. The injury to Suarez at the moment kind of does not help that whole argument.
Right.
Here's the other thing I'll say, Logan.
Yeah.
If this team is truly going to be a different team, it's not those guys you just named. I agree. Those are nice upgrades than what we had last year. You expect them to produce in those positions. But it's really about a guy like Trey Turner playing like an all-star for 90% of the season, right? Playing like the Trey Turner that we know. Not being a liability out there in the infield as a player. Because what he gives you at the plate, he can sometimes take away from you out there in the field. Alec Bohm, same way. Like, if you're going to tell me these guys, you know, Bryson Stott not batting 230, whatever he batted last year. If you're going to tell me these guys are going to play to their potential and beyond, then yeah, then I can have that type of faith that they're going to take down the Braves, who seemingly, unless they lose half their roster, win this division every year. The Dodgers, I don't see that yet. So as I sit here today and we talk about this, I just don't see that yet. And that's why the pressure is on guys like Trey Turner, because if this is really going to be a difference-making lineup than what it's been the last couple of years, then Trey Turner is going to have to play at an all-star or above level.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I totally agree that those are the bigger issues that need to change for sure. I was just thinking along the lines of people thinking it's the exact same team just running it back. I don't see that. I think they upgraded in some really key points. But again, the biggest change is going to be Turner playing up to the potential. I mean, he almost hit 300 last year.
He did.
He can do that at the top of the order with 20 home runs, 30-some stolen bases. I mean, that'd be amazing. You know, and I really do think Stott's going to have a bounce-back year, completely healthy, starting out. And I want to be excited for the season. I don't want to let the failures we've seen drag into this season and not be excited for the regular season just because we want to wait and see what they can do in October.
Logan, next question. Give us your favorite science fiction character.
It's probably not going to win, but I love Duncan Idaho from Dune.
Oh, well.
He's a super cool character.
Yeah, Dune's cool. Dune's cool. Thank you, Logan. Did you see the new Dune?
Yeah, did I see Dune?
The new ones? The new ones are good. They're long and slow, but they are good.
The Chalamet?
Yeah, Timothée Chalamet. Timothée Chalamet.
Timothée. Bob Dylan, as I know him.
Well, we're gonna talk about Mr. Unlimited right after Ike tells you about our friends at Verizon.
Well, speaking of friends, you just heard from our friends. Well, maybe you didn't hear from them. They were in here hanging out with us.
Right.
A couple of our friends from Verizon, including Chris Flood and his entire Verizon team. They were here to celebrate their partnership with the Travis Mannion Foundation. Now, this past Eagle season, after every Eagle sack, Verizon donated to the Travis Mannion Foundation, and I'm thrilled to announce that their total donation was $15,000. Now, Chris, on behalf of all of us here, we want to thank you for supporting our military and the Travis Mannion Foundation. Listen, if you're not with Verizon, it's the perfect time to switch. For a limited time, you can get their best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring in your phone. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
How do you talk so fast?
Yeah, wow. Like, you nailed that one.
What a talent.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Like Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah. So the Giants signed Jameis Winston to a two-year, $8 million deal. And then yesterday, they signed Mr. Unlimited, the alter ego of Russell Wilson, to a one-year, $10 million deal. What do you think of the Russell Wilson signing for the Giants?
That's two hell of a personalities in the quarterback room right there, man.
That is a lot. With a rookie, most likely, by the way. Tommy DeVito.
And DeVito.
Yeah, Tommy DeVito. Tommy Cutlets. Hey!
His agent.
Hey!
Hey, you throw Shador in there with this primetime Sanders nonsense?
They might want to get Hard Knocks back, honestly.
I still think they're going to trade up and get Cam Ward. I still think
there's no way Tennessee allows that.
I still think they're going to do it.
Well, if they do, Tennessee's stupid.
Yeah, well, maybe. What do you, he's fine. Russell Wilson is capable.
Yeah, Russ is a professional quarterback. I just look at that Giants team, and they don't have much there. So for them, I understand bringing in a veteran quarterback because it's hard to really evaluate what you do have on offense if you don't have somebody that can run the damn offense. So at least having Russ and Jameis Winston there, you're going to have two guys with a ton of experience, of starts under their belt. They've had big games. You know, we know Jameis is a wild card, and much as he gives, he can give away. And Russ, you know, listen, he has Malik Nabers there.
Well, yeah, I was going to say.
He's a good player. Malik Nabers is a good player. Damn good player.
I was going to say, as far as weapons, like, I actually don't think that's their issue. So they have Nabers.
Slayton there. They brought Slayton back.
Nabers and Slayton. So that is a good 1-2. Mm-hmm. Slayton's a fine number two.
Yeah.
That guy, Singletary, was the running back, was good last year.
Yeah, Devin Singletary. What would you do at three, though?
At three. Draft at three.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is what they think. I don't know what to think of Shedeur Sanders, right? And, like, yeah. They need a quarterback. Now, maybe there's a quarterback in the second round they really, yeah. really like that they can get a difference maker at three,
yeah.
and then take their quarterback in the second round and not overdraft a quarterback they don't believe in.
I think that's the way you go.
I think that's the way you go, too. Yeah. And I think, by the way, I think that's the way it's setting up.
Yeah.
They got two vets, so they're not
forced to take a quarterback.
And there will be so much pressure in the market if they take a quarterback at three to play that guy, even
right.
if they don't think he's ready.
Right.
So I think that's what they do, and I think they – I don't know if there's a – they need offensive line help. They have one great offensive lineman, and it's been their problem for
yeah.
years. So.
See, if I were them – now, Cleveland, obviously, it depends on what they do at number two. But I'm assuming Tennessee has taken Cam Ward. I got to go. It's got to be Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter.
Abdul Carter.
Yeah. It's got to be one of those two guys.
Yeah. I think it's probably. If I was them, I would take Carter.
Yeah. Take Carter.
Yeah.
You take Carter, you put him on the opposite side of.
With Dexter Lawrence.
Lawrence and Thibodeau.
Yes.
Who's there? They got
yeah.
some. Brian Burns. They got yep. some good rushers there.
Yep.
Now,
Dexter
Hunter,
Lawrence is one of the best defensive tackles in football.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, Hunter, that's a little gadget guy who can play offense and defense for you. You might be excited to have.
Yep, yep.
That's a good spot. I would go with one of those two over the quarterback.
So also some NFL news here. First of all, Mike Florio reports that it is unlikely that the tush push will get enough. The anti-tush push folks will get enough people to ban the tush push.
Right.
So we have another year of the tush push, which is good.
I'll be interested to see how many votes it does get.
It does get, right. To see if they bring it back next year.
Exactly.
Yes. And then the other thing is they are going to change the kickoff rule where a touchback is now going to go to the 35-yard line rather than 30. And what they're attempting to do is decentivize it for the kicking team to kick into the end zone.
Yeah.
Because I think what teams decided last year was, 30-yard line's not that bad.
Yeah.
And they want people to kick it before the goal line so there are returns. We'll see if that happens.
See, this is the stuff as a defensive player that I can't tolerate. Forget about special teams. That's already been obliterated. I don't even know what special teams is anymore in the NFL.
Right.
It's been tinkered with so much. But giving a team the ball at the 35-yard line is really just a way for the offense to have a shorter field to score.
Yes, I think that's why they want teams to kick it in bounds. They don't
yeah.
they don't want the touchbacks to
but
happen.
But you know the funny thing is, though, Spike, this was supposed to be set up so that you have fewer kickoff returns for the safety of players.
Well, fewer injuries.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right. But I think that's why that you're not allowed to run the whole length
that's
of the field.
That's what I'm saying. They've
right.
been tinkering with it
right.
for but ultimately what it's ultimately is trying to make it easier for the offense to be able to score.
Yeah, I think what they want is they like returns. They don't like people getting drilled and hurt on returns.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to just tinker, to your point, tinker with the rules a little bit every year to see all right, if we move it 5 yards more, will the defensive team now kick it in bounds and let teams run it back.
Which gives a chance for at least returners to make a play.
Yes.
Which we still like kickoff returns.
Well,
that's
kickoff
exciting.
Returns are exciting.
Yes.
They are especially, it hasn't been the last 10 years or so, but in the 90s and the beginning of the 2000s, kickoff, because having a signature kickoff returner
yep.
was something that was a real weapon in football.
We need
yes,
that back. We need Dante Hall, Devin
yes, sir.
Hester.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Even Sproles.
Sprolesy.
Yeah,
Sprolesy.
We had Sprolesy. We had B. Mitch when I played. We
yes.
had Alan Rawlsom. Yeah, man. A lot of guys, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
So
we'll see what happens.
That's another rule for the offense as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we'll see. Yeah,
that's the way I look at it.
We'll see if they, if I wonder if teams will keep, will say, yeah, it's still better than a kickoff. We'll keep kicking it. We'll say, it's still better than a run back. We'll keep kicking it into the end zone.
They'll probably figure out a way to pooch it, like to pop it up in the air. Yeah.
I wonder, I asked this last year. I don't know if you're allowed to punt it or not on a kickoff, if you're allowed to hold the ball and punt it, in which case that would change that. I don't think you are, or you would have seen teams do it. So coming up next, so 215-592-9494, does the national media overrate the Phillies, having them as the third best team in baseball, second most votes to win the World Series per ESPN? Jack, is it High Hopes Jackie Baseball next? Is that what we're... Okay, so, and we'll get into the Phils as well with you, with Jack, the real... muscle on the team of the Phillies.
Today, I feel like I'm just shouting into an abyss, honestly.
Today's show is powered by Verizon. For a limited time, get their best price ever. Drop into your local Verizon store today to learn more. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.